Palazzo Roberti. As you walk along Via Jacopo da Ponte, after just a few meters, you can find a shop window full of books and a great wooden gate to your left. This is Palazzo Roberti. It was built towards the end of the 17th century, but the architect's name is a mystery. This palace is also known to have had many owners among the noble families of the time. The most important of these was the Roberti family, who named the building itself, as they had owned it for a long time, and thanks to their restoration, the palace regained its original beauty. Palazzo Roberti, in its renaissance, has several Venetian features, such as the triple lancet window with a balcony above the entrance. As we peer in and enter, our gaze is almost immediately drawn towards the mesmerizing Venetian floor, the wooden ceiling, and some high shelves. In actual fact, the building is subordinate to restriction given by the Cultural Assets Ministry, which is why the first two floors must be used as a bookshop. Now, go towards the left stairway and carry on until you reach the last floor. Now, you're in the noble hall, and as you can see, you're surrounded by wonderful frescoes painted by Giovanni Scagliaro, pupil of the famous painter Tiepolo, and named Stories of Antonio and Cleopatra's Love Affair. This room is still used by the library today to host cultural events as well as various guests. It is said to be the most beautiful library in Italy. Do you agree? Outside the building, on your right, please note the palette placed in honor of Napoleone Bonaparte, who stayed here twice during the Italian campaign.